朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我到各地去，都有人说：“哎呀，我们听说你们买会所买成了，感谢神。”
And we heard that you were able to purchase this facility. Well, thank God.
This is new about.
And we heard, well, people have said that to me, and these are the people that knew about what happened.
我们会碰到一些弟兄姊妹讲到这件事情，跟我们一起激动，一起流泪。他说：“感谢神听了我们的祷告。”
And we also met the same people who said the exact same words, but they were crying. They say, "Thank God that they heard our prayers."
他们跟我们流泪，跟我们进食，为我们奉献。弟兄姊妹，他们 knew God through these things.
And they were praying with us. They were fasting.Fasting with us, they walked through this journey with us. They knew about this.
跟我们一样，第一手在这件事情上经历神。
They knew this. They experienced it firsthand with us.
那就是我们回到约书亚来。
And now let's come back to Joshua.
所以他们有第一代的人是自己亲自对神的认识和经历。
That was the generation that they themselves knew God and experienced God.
而第二代的人听说关于神的事情。
And the second generation, they simply just heard about the things.
或者小的时候看过一些。
Or when they were young, they saw something.
而第三代的人，他们 didn't know God.他们不知道神，不认识神。
And the third generation did not know God.
就像圣经上说的，有后来的世代兴起来，他们不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列所行的事。
And just like the scripture says, that the generation arose that they did not know God nor the things that God has done for Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看见传承断掉了。
And you see that this passing on has severed.
新的世代起来，他们不知道神。
A new generation that rose up and did not know God.
不知道关于神为以色列人所做的事情。
And they did not know the things that God has done for Israel.
就在这里断了啊。
And now is severed.
我们现在来看《申命记》第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
你只要谨慎殷勤，保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事。又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。好，在这里神特别嘱咐他们。
Now God specifically commanded them.
你们要殷勤，要谨慎，要保守你们的心。
Be diligent to keep yourself.
免得你们忘记你们亲眼所看见的事。
Lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen.
又免得这件事情这一生离开你的心。
And that these things would depart from you and your heart.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们如果不传
Brothers and sisters, we do not pass it on.
这件事情我们会忘记的。
These things we will forget.
这件事情会离开我们的。
This particular event will pass us up, pass
然后我们的后代就没有听过。
And the generation that has to come has never heard of it.
所以刚才讲到约书亚记的第三代，四世纪讲到第三代的时候，他们不知道神，也没有听过神为以色列人所做的事。
So we read earlier, this generation in the time of Judges, they did not hear of God, they did not know the things that God had done for Israel.
但是神在申命记特别提醒我们，不可以忘记。
But God in Deuteronomy says, you cannot forget.
所以诗篇103篇说我的心啊你不可以忘记他一切的恩惠
And Psalm 103 says Oh my heart do not forget all of his mercies
弟兄姊妹我们不仅仅不能忘记
Not only can we not forget
圣经上说你总要传给你的子子孙孙
And the scripture says you need to pass on to your children and your grandchildren
那我们现在来看这三代还有第二个大的不同
And the next great difference of these three generations
不光讲到他们跟神之间对神的认识有这么大的差别。
Not only does it pertain to their knowledge or their knowing of God.
第一代他们对神是 commitment.
And the very first generation, they are a generation that is committed to God.
他们把自己奉献给神。
They commit themselves to God.
至于我和我的家，我一定要侍奉神。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
到了第二代
And when it comes to the second generation,
就变成 compromise.
And they begin to compromise.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
Bruce 在这本书里面，他认为整个美国绝大多数的基督徒都是第二代的基督徒。
Bruce Wilkinson, in his book, he feels that America today predominantly is a second generation.
那我们一起来看看第二代有什么特点。
What are the characteristics of the second generation?
大家都专心听哈。
Everybody, please pay attention.
不光是年轻的。
Not just the younger ones.
包括年长的。
Also the elderly.
像我这个人，在我们肉身来说，我是第三代的基督徒。
And for me, I'm actually considered the third generation.
啊，那已经很糟了哈。
And it's pretty bad.
但他这里所说的第一代、第二代，不是指肉身的第几代，是指属灵上的。
And when they talk about first, second, and third generation, it's not just of this world, but of a spiritual sense.
第二代的基督徒身上有几个特点？
And the second generation, there's some characteristics.
他们生长在基督教的家庭里面。
Number one, you'll find that most of them grew up in a Christian family.
他父母先信主，传道他。
Their parents became Christians, and somehow they were influenced.
第二个。
And secondly,
第二代的基督徒缺少自己跟神之间直接第一手的关系。
And this second generation, they lack the very first-hand knowledge and relationship with God.
第三。
Thirdly,
他们几乎没有亲眼看见过神大能的作为。
They themselves have never seen, or seldomly see, the great deeds and the might of the Lord.
第四。
And fourthly,
他们对神没有真正的委身，把自己愿意奉献给神。
They have not come to the place of offering up their lives and committing to God.
所以神在他们的生活中是第二位，不是第一位。
So God in their lives is second place, not first place.
当他有空的时候
，When they have time.
他愿意来聚会。
They're willing to come to the meeting.
当他觉得需要的时候，他会来祷告。
When they have needs, they will come and pray.
啊，当就是他是以他的生活是他以自己的需要啊，自己的感觉，自己的生活为主。
Their lives is very, very much self-centered.
但是神并没有离开他的生活。
But God was not completely departed from their lives.
他还是来教会聚会。
They still would come to church.
他可能还是在教会有侍奉。
They may even have services in church.
但是他的生活跟他自己说神居首位，这是不协调的。
But in their lives, for them to say that God is the first place is not consistent.
所以在第二代的人身上有一个问题。
So there's a problem of the second generation.
他们不太像他们的再下一代。讲神的事情。
And they no longer tell the generation that is after them the things of God.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
知不知道为什么？
Anyone have any clue?
为什么第二代的人 不太愿意向第三代的人讲，所以第三代人不知道。我看在圣经上说，第三代的人，他们不知道神，也不知道神为以色列人所做的事。
Why is it that the second generation no longer talks about the things of God to the third generation?
怎么？因为他们自己也不太认识主。
They themselves...
也不太清楚，很好哈。
They themselves are not very clear. That's very good.
他们为什么不太向第三代的人讲？
Why did they not proclaim it to the third generation?
是的，第一个他自己本身没有经验。
Yes, number one, they have no experiences for their own.
他对主没有一个直接第一手真实的经历和认识。
There's nothing firsthand in the knowledge of God.
所以他讲不出来。
So they can't say anything.
第二个。
Secondly,
他自己因为是 compromise 是妥协的。
Now they compromise certain things.
所以他在第三代的面前，他没有见证，他不愿意，他不敢讲。
So they have no testimony among the third generation. So they do not dare to speak.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多人为什么常常是第二代？因为第二代的特点太符合我们。
And a lot of times I say that we are the second generation Christians because we match almost dead on.
孩子们其实他们虽然不说，但是他们都来看。
And the kids themselves, they may not say anything, but they're watching.
学校礼拜天、如果学校礼拜天要开什么会，早上八点半要开，发现父母亲都会准时赶到。
And if you find that the school has some kind of meeting on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, all the parents would be right on time and get there.
但是教会九点半聚会，父母亲说没关系，慢点到没关系。
And when the church starts the service at 9:30, the parents may say, "Oh, it's okay, we could be a little late."
所以你再怎么样讲说神是居首位，孩子们从你的生活上读到的不是神居首位。
So no matter how much we say God should be the first place, what the kids read from your lives is that God is not the first place.
你在家里面从来不每天读经祷告。
And you don't read the scriptures and pray every day.
来到教会突然有人说请你上来做个见证。
And when you come to church and somebody say, would you please come and give a testimony?
那第二代的圣徒呢再怎么样会说出一些属灵的话，我们应该每天读经，应该每天祷告。
And this second generation of Christians, no matter how bad things get,they would still say something that is somewhat spiritual. We ought to pray and we ought to read every day.
我们应该要有十一的奉献，我们甚至可以教成人主日学。
And we ought to tithe and we could probably even teach adult Sunday school.
孩子们心里面会说 what?
And the kids would say, what is going on?
我从天天在家礼拜一到礼拜六我没看过你读过经，你居然会在教会鼓励大家每天要读经。
Monday through Saturday, I've never seen you read the scripture and you're here encouraging everybody to do so.
每一次你都那么小气，舍不得花钱，舍不得奉献，然后你会跟大家说应该十一奉献，想要打开天窗。
And you have such a hard time spending money and giving money to God, and now you're telling everybody to open up your wallets to God.
你在家里面像个暴君发脾气，没有人敢惹你。你在教会居然举手说：“God, 你是至高的，你是掌权的，你管理我。”
And you're a tyrant at home. Your anger loose very easily, but you're here. You're raising your hands and say, God, you're here in control.You're controlling my life.
我们可以出去度假，我们不要聚会。
And we go on vacations and don't go to the services.
弟兄姊妹，这是第二代的特点。
And these are the characteristics of the second generation.
他 know about God.
They know about God.
他懂很多知识。
They know they have a lot of head knowledge.
因为父母亲就是基督徒，从小就在基督教家庭长。
And because their parents were Christians, they grew up in that environment.
但是他们自己对神没有一手真实的认识。
But they themselves did not know God firsthand.
所以他们没有办法再传给第三代。
So it is impossible to pass it on to the next generation.
而第三个他们不能传给第三代的原因，因为他们怕被挑战。
And the third reason is they're afraid that they would be challenged.
如果我们在这里述说神大能的作为。
If we say of God's great deeds,
别人会问说为什么我们这个世代看不见这些作为。
Then people will ask, how come we cannot see these things in this time?
神这些的作为到哪里去了？
Where were these great things that God had done?
这些是真的吗？
Are they real?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我觉得今天在讲传承的时候，我再说这不是只是父母亲对孩子的信心。
And brothers and sisters, I want to say again, this passing on of a spiritual inheritance is not just from parents to children.
这个信息也是我们这个世代每一个教会在主的面前面临的挑战。
And in this time and this generation, every church is facing the same challenge.
到底神在我们身上是不是真实？
Whether God is real in our lives or not.
到底我们跟神之间有没有第一手的关系？
Whether we have that first-hand experience and knowledge of God.
到底在我们的生活中主是不是居首位？
Whether God is the first place in our life or not.
所以我们第三行看见他们的特点。
So the characteristic of the third generation.
坐在第一把椅子的是 God and me. 至于我和我的家，我们永远侍奉神，神是第一位。
You discover that in the first generation, the relationship with God is God and me. He's always the first place.
第二代的人是 me and God. 我先，但是神。
The second generation, you find that order is reversed, me and then God.
但是不敢明说就是了，我们真因为美国买不到爆弹。
Nobody dares to say that because none of us bold enough to say, okay, I am ahead of God.
那谁敢站上来说我是第一位，神第二位？我想你们在座没有一个人敢这样。
Nobody here would come up here and say, I'm first and God second.
但是我们的生活传递的这个信息。
But our lives are proclaiming that message.
我们这个信息就世世代代传给我们的孩子。
And that message is being passed on to the next generation.
有人说你在背后批评论断的话，外面的人听不到，但是却传给了世世代代的子孙。
And people would say that if you are criticized, you complain. Yeah, outside people may not hear, but those things are passed on to the next generation.
就像上次有个弟兄来到我们中间举的例子，他说在教会里面见面的时候都说你好啊，最近好吗？哎呀。为你祷告啊。
And there was a brother who came and gave a testimony that sometimes people would come and they would shake hands and say, oh, how are you? I've been praying for you.
可是才上了车以后，夫妻两个就在批评论断刚刚问候的那个人。
And as soon as they left, they got in their cars, they began to criticize about the person they just greeted.
孩子们说，哦，原来我们基督徒可以当两面人。
And the kids would say, oh, okay, so as Christians, we could actually have two different faces.
弟兄姊妹，其实我说我们的影响力就跟这个石头丢到水里面，这个涟漪啊 ,ripple effect.
And our influences is just like casting a pebble in a pond and the rippling effect that you see.
我们的言行对神的态度都丢就像石头掉水里面，它一定有影响。
Our words and our deeds, our attitudes, they are exactly like that rock being tossed in the water.
它一直在影响。
The ripples will continue to go.
而且它是累积持续世世代代的影响。
And they will continue on and on to the generations that's to come.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们在主的面前，我们从这个三个椅子，我们受到提醒。
So, brothers and sisters, I pray that this image of these three chairs, each and every one of us are reminded.
所以，如果我们要有真实的传承
，So if we really want to be able to pass something on,
不管是对我们的孩子，或是教会要传给下一代的。
Whether it be from parents to children or the church from one generation to the next,
或是你正在做一对一门徒的培训
or discipleship that you are involved in right now,
我们要有真实有效的传承，你必须坐到第一把椅子。
And to be effective, for you to be effective in passing something on, you got to be in that first chair.
不管现在我们是坐在第三把或是第二把，我们一定要立志回到第一把来。
Whether you're currently sitting in the third or the second chair, You got to determine within your heart, I got to get in that first chair.
不坐在第一把椅子，我们不可能有真正的传承。
If I don't sit in that first chair, there's nothing that I can really pass on.
圣经上讲到约书亚的时候，
And when the scripture talks about Joshua,
第一次形容约书亚，就说他是摩西的帮手，约书亚。
At the very first time, the scripture described Joshua, it says that Joshua was Moses' helper.
而圣经四次提到约书亚是摩西的帮手。
And four times the scripture has mentioned Joshua was Moses' helper.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣亚是圣经上太伟大的一个圣经人物，他预表耶稣了。
And Joshua was a great person. He's a type of Jesus.
整个迦南地是靠着他南征北讨打下来的，这个人是伟大的英雄。
The entire land of Canaan was through his architecture that they actually overcame.
但是你们可以读得出来，圣经有意的强调说这个人是摩西的帮手，四次提到他。
But you know the scripture was very, very deliberate when it says.Joshua was Moses' helper when he mentioned Joshua.
根本就是跟在摩西的旁边，他学习，他观看，他经历摩西所侍奉的神。
He followed, he was side by side by Moses, he was watching Moses, learning everything that God had for Moses.
摩西也在这里培养这个人。
And Moses is training him up.
让约书亚不是第二把椅子而已。
That Joshua is not just sitting in that second chair.
能够让他 move 到第一把椅子来。
That Joshua can eventually move into that first chair.
所以约书亚现在变成坐在第一把椅子。
So now Joshua, you sit here in the very first chair.
弟兄姊妹，我们才能真正再传承下去。
Then things can be passed on to the next generation.
所以保罗能够传给提摩太。
So what Paul's able to pass on to Timothy.
提摩太是他等于传福音带信的，是他的真儿子。
Timothy was someone that he brought to Christ, is what he called true son.
保罗一再称他儿子，儿子，儿子，这是他生的。
Paul keeps calling him his son, like he was his.
帮助提摩太从第二把椅子坐到第一把椅子。
That he almost like he gave birth to Timothy. He was helping Timothy to go from that second chair to the first chair.
以利亚原来坐在第一把椅子。
Elijah was in that first chair.
他得到以利沙的时候，他根本就是让以利沙像仆人一样跟在他旁边。
And when he laid hold of Elijah, Elijah was standing right next to Elijah the whole time.
圣经上讲到以利亚的时候，讲到以利沙，就说这是从前倒水在以利亚手上的。
And when they talk about Elisha, they say Elisha was the one who had poured water into the hands of Elijah.
但是外面看起来好像很平凡，很低微。
And on the outside, it looks everything is very normal, and Elisha was very lowly.
都在为神家培养战车马兵。
But they are being prepped and prepared.
都在为神家培养贵重的器皿。
And precious vessels in the house of God.
所以当以利亚过去的时候，
so when Elijah passed away,
双倍的圣灵临到以利沙，
the double portion of the Spirit came upon Elijah.
以利沙行的神迹是以利亚的一倍。
And Elijah, what he had performed was more than was double of what Elijah had done.
这是传承。
This is passing on.
这真实的传承。
This is the reality of passing something on.
帮助他坐到第一把椅子来。
You got to get over to that first chair.
那我们知道导航会这个 leader, 这个 Dawson Trotman.在一九，我记得不错，是1933年左右，他成立导航会。
Dawson Trotman in 1933, that was.
那这个人很可惜，他活到50岁的时候，有一次去湖里面救人，结果被淹死了。
A prayer meeting. It's very tragic that when he was about 50, he was trying to save someone in the lake and he drowned.
他非常会，他鼓励，他也推动。非常会做一对一的带领传承。
He encouraged and he was very, very good at discipling someone on one-on-one basis.
有一次呢，他联络了这个一个美国二等水兵啊，一个海军的水手。
And he at one point had a chance to contact a sailor.
叫做 Les Spencer.
And his name was Les Spencer.
他就带他在他家吃饭，然后带他去外面散步，跟他一对一。
And he offered some dinner and spent some time with him. They went on a stroll and they were one on one talking to each other.
当他们在那里讲话要读经的时候，一个警察觉得这两个人很怀疑，以为是他们是坏人，就来盘问他们。
So the cop was walking by watching them and was a little suspicious and said, "What are you guys doing?" And came and asked them.
哇，刀神非常老练的对这个警察哈。他一面回答一面怎么样就翻圣经回答，然后隔了一个小时以后，这个警察信耶稣了。
And Dawson was very, very seasoned and very skillful, and he was talking to the police and he was pointing to the scriptures. And after they've been talking for an hour, the police became Christian as well.
所以这个 Les Spencer 在旁边看的时候，简直目瞪口呆。
And Les Spencer was standing right next and watching this whole thing, and he was just.
怎么可能一个来找麻烦生气的警察被这个人一个小时能够 convert 信耶稣？
And he was really, really surprised. And how is it possible that through an hour conversation, this guy came to kind of give us trouble, but he came to Christ instead.
他就跟当事人讲，他说，请你把你这一套教我。他说，我就算断掉我的手，我都愿意。
So let's say to Dawson, please teach me the skill, even if I were to give up my arms, I would do it.
那这个我们知道 Dawson 就带他，好了，每一次下船来到这个地方， Dawson 就陪他读经。跟他 one-on-one discipleship.
So Dawson would train him and teach him. Every time he's in town, he would bring him alongside and have these conversations.
结果有一天，这个 Spencer 他就带了一个叫做 Harris, Gurney Harris 另外一个水兵来。
So Les Spencer went and found another sailor whose name is Gurney Harris.
他说这个人呢，他最近刚刚愿意表示信耶稣。他说你可不可以把教我的那一套来教他啊
？And so Les told Dawson that this Gurney just became a Christian, and can you please teach me the things that you've taught me?
你猜 Dawson 怎么回答
？You know what Dawson said？
他说你自己教他。
He said you teach him。
然后你猜这个 Gurney 怎么回答
？You know how Gurney said what Gurney said？
No no no， 我怎么可能啊？我不会。
Gurney said no no no， it's impossible。There's no way for me to learn this。Spencer。
啊，他对 Spencer 说我不会。
Spencer said to Dawson。
No
no。
现在他带着 Gurney 来，叫 Trotman 教他，叫 Dawson 教他。Dawson 说我不教。他说 Spencer 你自己教。
So Dawson told Spencer, Spencer, you go and teach Gurney.
那 Spencer 就说我不会。
And Spencer said, No, I don't know how.
然后 Dawson 就跟他讲说，如果你不会的话，就表示我失败了。
And Dawson says, If you don't know how, then that means I have failed.
你一定要自己帮助他，把你所有从我听到的帮助他。
You go and help him and teach him everything I've taught you.
他就是在帮助 Spencer 从第二把椅子坐到第一把椅子。
So Dawson was helping Spencer to get out of that second chair into the first chair.
结果隔了几个月以后
，And after a few months,
你们可以晓得。Gurney 又带了一个人来。
Gurney comes and brings someone along.
叫 John Derrick.
And his name was John Derrick.
他跑去找 Les Spencer. 他说你怎么样子带我，请你帮我带 John Derrick.
And he went to Les and he says, Les, can you please teach John what you have taught me?
你们都知道底下的。
And you know what is the follow.
他说你去教他。
And Les said to Gurney, you go and teach him.
Gurney 说我不会教啊。
Gurney says, I don't know how.
然后 Les Spencer 说如果你不会就是我失败。
And then Les says, if you don't know how, then that means I have failed.
你要把他教会。
You need to go teach him.
就这样子传下去。
So that was passed on.
你知道第二次世界大战结束的时候，在海军至少有1000艘战舰上面已经有导航会的这个弟兄们跟聚会。
And at the during World War II, there was over 1,000 members in this 导航会 navigators that were on the ship worshiping God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要做真正的传承。
And we need to be able to pass these things on.
所以传承本身是一个神圣的托付，也是一个很大的挑战。
It's a holy commission. It's a great challenge for all of us.
它可以给我们带来很大的祝福
，and it could bring forth a great blessing。
而我们不做的时候，它可以给我们带来很可怕的危机。
And if we do nothing about it, it could bring us this things that are very critical。
很可能神的祝福就在这一代就停了。
And very possibly at this generation, God's blessings will end。
神可能那个使命到这一代就妥协了，就破坏了。
And God's commission would be compromised and would be broken at this point。
很可能那个火把、那个棒子在这一代就失落了。
And very possibly the torch or this baton would be lost。
就跟哈佛、耶鲁、牛津仍然拼命地跑，只在学术上跑。
Just like Harvard and Yale and Oxford, they are still running in the area of academia。
但是最重要的东西可能掉了。
But the most important thing, they lost it.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要在这里问一个问题。
So, brothers and sisters, we all need to ask ourselves a question.
到底我们在传什么给我们的下一代？
What are we passing on to the next generation?
这不光是父母亲要回答的问题。
It's not just a question that the parents need to answer.
这是教会要回答的问题。
The church needs to make answer this.
这是每一个基督徒都该回答的问题。
Every Christian needs to answer this question.
到底我们在传什么给别人？
What am I passing on to the person that is coming up?
第二个问题我们要问的。
And the second question is,
到底我们从前面的人在接什么？
What am I receiving from the generation before me?
我棒子真接住了吗？
Did I really lay hold of that baton?
我们真接好了吗？
Have we caught it well?
我每一次想到我们在主面前从前辈手中接成这个样子，我常常在主面前会流泪。
A lot of time I look at my generation, I felt that we did such a lousy job in taking the baton from the generation before us.
我们亏欠我们的前辈们。
And we fall short of.What they were doing in our lives.
那么殉道者的心智为神家属灵产业夺回了这么多属灵的产业。
The spirit of martyrdom, they went out and war after and lay hold of all these inheritance for us.
今天在我们手中给糟蹋了。
And in our hands, they are wasted today.
我们每一次进中国教会，每一次到外地去，我们心里都很难过的。
And every time we enter into China and the churches abroad, our hearts actually are quite sad.
神花了几十年的功夫在中国，这么强烈的苦难，塑造出这么好的属灵产业。
For decades, the Lord used the environment, such harsh environments, to cultivate vessels that were excellent in His house.
仇敌无所不用其极的来破坏它。
And the enemy uses all sorts of means possible to come and destroy.
开放经济改革，人类追求物质享受，整个中国教会受到前所未有的攻击。
China is open, covetousness enters, the desire for better living, all these things became influences that began to harm those precious.
祷告生活开始被破坏了。
So this prayer life that was cultivated back then has been ruined.
那么宝贵的十架生命现在妥协了，掺水了。
The precious life of the cross has been compromised, been diluted.
一天到晚从网络上，从海外学了一些不重要的东西。
And keep learning things from abroad, that are not necessarily important through the stuff that is online.
弟兄姊妹，当我们想起穆安德烈，想起宾路易斯师母，想起斯派克弟兄，想起尼托森弟兄，我们想到我们都在主面前惭愧。
When we think about Andrew Murray, Sister Penn Lewis, Brother Washman Nee, all these people that are ahead of us, we think about the way they walk, we feel that we fall so far.
他们拼了命为神家得到这么宝贵的产业，今天没有人传。
They risk their lives to lay hold of these inheritance for God's house, but nobody's passing it on.
到书店里面去看看书架子现在卖的书是什么。
And you go and look at all the books that are on the bookshelves.
看看现在人唱的诗歌是什么，风花雪月。你不是唱给主，唱给情人都可以听的。
And you look at the songs that we're singing. If you don't sing it to the Lord, you can sing it to someone else, a lover.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要求神帮助我们，大人孩子，我们都在主面前认真。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be serious and diligent with God, adults and youth.
保罗说，美好的仗他打过了。
Paul says, I fought a good fight.
当跑的路他跑尽了。
And I ran my race.
我在说，我们要跑得好。
I say again, to run well.
接棒要接得好。
We need to lay hold of this baton well.
到底我们今天在接什么？我们在要什么
？What are you grabbing? What do you really want?
我们自己要跑得好。
For us personally to run well.
我们也要传得好。
And we got to be able to pass it well.
到底我们在传什么给我们的下一代
？What are we passing to the next generation?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们在你的面前一起向你迫切的呼求。
Lord, we come together before you and we cry out to you.
你怜悯我们在这个世代中的儿女们。
Be merciful to your children in this time.
我们看见外面的世代是这样子的黑暗和险恶。
We look at the darkness and the evilness of this generation.
我们又看见自己里面的软弱、败坏和无能。
And we see the weakness and the powerlessness of ourselves.
但是我们知道你见证的火炬仍然要传下去。
But we know that this torch of your testimony needs to be passed on.
我们知道你有说不尽的祝福要你的儿女们来承受。
And we know that there are unspeakable riches that you want your children to inherit.
我们也知道前面有一个荣耀的前途在等着我们。
And we know there's a glorious future awaiting us.
主啊，你不让我们被在这个世代中成为妥协的第二代。
Lord, do not allow us to become the second generation living lives that are compromised.
你更不让我们成为第三代，我们根本不认识你的人。
And forbid it that we should be the third generation that we do not even know you.
主啊，让我们都在你的面前忘记背后，努力面前。
And Lord, every single one of us will forget about our past and move forward.
让我们都愿意竭力地坐到第一把椅子上来。
And diligently that we will move towards that first chair.
让我们对你的认识是真实的。
That our knowledge of you is true and real.
我们跟你的经历是第一手而且亲密的。
Our experiences of you is firsthand and they're intimate.
在我们的生活中，你真是居首位的。
That you really will have the preeminence in our lives.
而我们所传下去的真是你要我们所传的。
And what we're passing on is what you want us to pass on.
主要祝福你的教会。
Lord, come and bless your church.
特别在这个世代的众教会。
Particularly in this time and the churches of this generation.
我们交在你的手中。
We commit all things into your hands.
我们也求你祝福每一个家庭。
Come and bless every family unit.
让每一个家真是让基督居首位。
That every family will have to have Jesus as the Lord.
每一个家里面父母亲跟孩子孩子跟父母我们都让主居首位
And the parent with children children with parents that in all our relationship oh Lord that you would have the first place
不管是第一代第二代第三代我们都能够说至于我和我家我们永远都要侍奉耶和华
No matter what generation that we will all say as for me and my house we will serve the Lord
我们都要来坐在第一把椅子上
We will all sit in this first chair
好让世世代代能够传递下去。
That every generation, we may pass you on.
我们谢谢你在我们中间有这么多好的年轻人。
We thank you, Lord, for raising up a wonderful young men and women.
有这么多也刚信主归到你名下的人。
And so many wonderful brothers and sisters who are just saved and in your name.
主，我们都把他们交在你的手中。
We commit each and every one of them into your hand.
大大的祝福他们。
Greatly bless all of them.
用四围的火城保护。
Hedge them in with the walls of fire.
用你丰盛的生命来充满我们。
And fill them up with the fullness of your life.
用你自己的美丽来吸引我们。
Draw us with your own beauty.
让我们都快跑地跟随你。
And we will run after you.
谢谢主。
We thank you, God.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。